I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Now, just as you all know, we are still in our month of wisdom and success. In our month of success, in our month of wisdom and vision. And we want to pray tonight in that line. But before then, we want to look at Isaac's model of success. Isaac's model of success. Clap your two hands for the title. You know, among the Bible characters, among those that achieved great things with the Lord is the man by name Isaac. The man by name Isaac. Sweet Spirit of the Lord, teach us tonight and as we rise to pray. Isaac was a successful man. Turn your Bibles with me first and foremost to 3 John 2, and then we'll come to Isaac's story. Let's start from 3 John 2. So that you understand God's mind for us and God's desire for us. And change the version with me. Change the version. Give me other versions like NIV, NLT. Look for the version that interprets the prosperity or translates it as success. Amen. Now, when you read from the King James, he uses the word prosper. But I want it in the Amplified Version. Shall we all read one go? Beloved, I pray that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health physically, just as I know your soul prospers spiritually. Can I hear an amen? Amen? Read it again. This is the mind of God for everybody here. One go. Beloved, I pray that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health. That is physically. Just as I know you prosper, or I know your soul prospers spiritually. Amen. So over here, Paul was declaring the mind of God concerning all believers. And Paul says that God is not just interested in our spiritual well-being. A lot of time we think that God is just interested in our spiritual well-being. Yes, our spiritual well-being is the ultimate. That's why he ended the verse by saying, just as I know that your soul is prospering. Do you get it? That means that once your soul prosperity or your soul success is in place, then God now expects that other dimensions of your life will also experience it. Hallelujah. God is not happy to see a very spiritual brother who is not doing well academically. You know, those days when we're in secondary school, it looks like those who don't know book at all are the SU brothers and sisters. Or your school was different. Yes, that's what I observed. So I decided that I will rewrite that narrative. And I did. Amen. Yeah. For the best students to be coming from SU and Pensam presidency. Yes, I rewrote it. Yeah, you get it. So you can also understand. I want you to understand that God doesn't want you to be a tongue-talking believer. Very audacious, very anointed, very holy, and still you are failing in your business. You are failing in your marriage or you are failing in your relationship, or you are failing in your health, you are sick, you have been diagnosed and you are on your way to maybe a terminal ailment or something, God is not interested. You see, God doesn't want you to be like that. I get what I'm saying. That's not God's plan. Anytime you see that a believer is doing well spiritually, but other dimensions of his life are not responding, it's an attack. I said it's an what? An attack. It's an attack on the doctrine of Christ. It's an attack on God's love for his children. It's an attack on the church. So that the person who say that, oh, God is not even real. Is God really real? No. It's an attack. And so God's desire for his children is that we will have a total success, an absolute success, a three-dimensional success. Everybody say three-dimensional success. That in every way you may succeed. In every way. In all the three ways. Paul calls it in every way. Three categories. Because man is a tripartite being. Man is a tripartite being. That means that you are three. I explained to you last 2 weeks on Sunday that man, you are a spirit. You are a spirit. And God has given you an engine that will help you to perform, called a soul. And because you are a spirit, your engine cannot be physical. Your engine will be a spiritual thing. So you can't see your soul, but it exists. But your soul is not you. Your soul is your mind given to your spirit to think. Your soul is your emotions given to your spirit to feel. Your soul is your will given to your spirit to make a decision. So your soul is further broken down to three compartments. Your mind for intellectual ability. And your mind is not your brain. Tell somebody, your mind is not your brain. When we say your mind, you are thinking of your brain. Your brain is an organ. You have never seen your mind before. Your mind is a spiritual thing. It's in your soul. Because your soul is like a metallic car has a metallic engine. True or not true? So you're a spirit. So God gives you an engine to express yourself. And that engine that helps you to feel either sorrowful or happy, or helps you to make a decision by thinking or reasoning, or helps you to say, I like this, to exercise choice. That engine is what we call the soul. And because you can't see it, a lot of people think that is you. But that is just a spiritual thing God gave you, who is a spirit, to function. But it's very, very complicated for people to explain. That's why the Bible compares or talks about the word of God as being so sharp that it's able to even divide these two things that almost are the same. And I told you that they work together, isn't it? They work together. So Paul is telling you and I, and I want you to understand that God wants you to succeed. Please announce to someone by you, my dear, God wants you to succeed. Charlie, there is no two ways about that. Like, it's not something like me cry. Is God interested in me? What? God is very interested in you. Tell someone, God is very interested in you. God is more interested in you more than your parents are. God is more interested in you more than your friends are. God is more interested in you more than you yourself are. Hallelujah. And so I wish above all things that you will succeed in all ways. Wow. May you have a balanced success story. Oh, you still don't understand what I'm saying. Oh, because you are young, you've not seen life, eh? You have not seen life well. I pray that you have a balanced success story. Well, I will not say that, oh yeah, you know, she's so Joshua's bat. But she didn't get a good marriage. But you see, he didn't. So, but you see, he's not doing well. He's sick. Or, but he's barren. He said, no, but. Say, I will have no but. Like Elizabeth. Bible describes Elizabeth and the husband, the priest, Zachariah, coming from a very good spiritual background, how good they were. And then the Bible ended their story. But she was barren. No, I don't want that kind of story. That's not holistic. God wants our success story to be what? Holistic. That we are not just doing well in church, but we are doing well at work. You should be best worker. Don't just be a best Christian in your church, best shepherd. Also be best worker. Also be best student. Also lead the class. You have carried too much. Lead the class. Hallelujah.
How many of you used to carry the glass? You were at the bottom, you were carrying the glass. Say, it's not my portion.
You must be the head. Bible says that you be the head and not the tail. Mr. Lady, why are you laughing at holding your mouth? Why are you carrying the glass? Hey, the way you laugh at the holding, it's like you remember something. Amen. Those of you online, I hope you are not carrying your class. You should not carry your class. If you're a student, whether tertiary or whatever, you should not carry your class. God wants you to be very excellent and very successful. And be in good health. That's physically, not being sick. So when you find sickness in your body, you must curse it to die, to dry up. God doesn't support it. And also, just as your soul is doing well. So now, if we understand that, now let's look at Isaac. Isaac had one of the great success stories in the Bible. One of the great, and I know we don't normally talk about Isaac. People normally don't preach about Isaac. But I just want to highlight one or three things so that we can pray. I want us to pray. Today, the weather condition is not that encouraging, but we'll pray and then we can trust God to answer us by fire. Amen. Even as we leave this place. Hallelujah. So now, when you look at Isaac, go to Isaac's story in Genesis 26. Genesis 26. Are you there? I'll read just some few portions and then, you go back to King James. You can go back to King James. New King James, good. So I'll read just some few passages and then we'll begin. Then some of the references, we'll take it deep down the chapter. All right, so let's start. Let's read like about 6 or 7 of the verses. Let's read it. One go. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Can I hear an amen? Whatever you are experiencing that your parents also experienced before, I command that you will kill it in the name of Jesus. You will bring it to a halt in your life in the name of Jesus. You say, what Isaac experienced over here, he's not the first person to have experienced it. Says that this type of famine was also experienced by his father. That means that there are things that can happen to us children of God that are as a result of what has been passed down from generation to generation. But I declare over your life in the name of the Lord Jesus that whatever you are experiencing that your mother experienced, that your grandmother experienced, that your aunties experienced, or that your fathers experienced, that you begin to see the signs in your life, I command that may they be destroyed out of your life in Jesus' name. If your amen is loud with faith, you will receive it in the name of the Lord. So the same famine, and Abraham ran and became a refugee in a different land, in Egypt. And his son also experienced famine and also ran and became a refugee in the land of the Philistines. So whatever befell your parents will not befall you. Are you getting it? And the Bible says, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of Gerar, also to live as a refugee. The same story of his father. And tonight we are going to deal with anything that befell your predecessors that have started showing signs in your life. Oh, your mother didn't enjoy marriage and it looks like you're on that same path. Your brothers are struggling with job. It looks like you too, you just completed school and you're already on that same path. It looks like when you have a chat with your parents, you can see a certain line which your own destiny has started towing that line. They made certain mistakes at certain junctures of their life and it looks like you are also meddling around those same issues. But I pray that the Lord will exempt you in the name of Jesus. Tonight, the Lord will exempt you in the name of Jesus. I said the God of rescue will exempt you in the name of Jesus. I don't expect any member of this church who joined the church in their youthful moment to grow up and become just like the story of their family. The reason is because he who sees God early finds the cleanest water. Your resource must be different. Whoever goes to the riverside early has the high chances of fetching the cleanest water. You have sought the face of God in your youthful days. So your own destiny must end better than your parents ended. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? Oh yeah. And so I don't want to see any young person here or any of you here and it looks like your life is ending like your mother. just the unfortunate things that happened to her, it looks like the devil is preparing you for that same future. Say, Tofiakwa. Say, not my name. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt, but live in the land which I, the Lord, shall tell you. Don't go down to Egypt. Tell someone, don't do what everybody is doing. Just because everybody's doing it does not mean it is right. Are you getting it? And just because it is good does not mean it is God. Tell somebody, good does not necessarily mean God. Because sometimes it is very, very good, but not for you. I get what I'm saying. God has his plans for everybody. So the fact that, your brother went into this and it worked, does not mean you must go into it for it to work. The fact that your friends took this road and ended well does not mean that that is what God has marked for you. God has a plan. He says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and an expected end. So God has a plan and an expected end for you already. And so the fact that it is good does not mean it is God. He's a good guy does not mean he's for you. He's a good lady does not mean she's yours. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that is why we always pray for the counsel of God. That is why we always pray that God should die. Because good does not mean God. Good company does not mean you should apply there. Because they may turn your life upside down if that is not God's plan for your life. So he decided that everybody was running to the land of the Philistines to look for bread, to look for food, to work and to succeed. So he also, as a normal human being, decided that, Obi Eko America, Misome Ikobi. Everybody's going to Dubai, I'm also going. Everybody's traveling to Germany, I'm also going. I hear that there is enough food in Accra, so I'm also migrating. And that situation is still going on. A lot of people believe that their lives will change only when they travel. I'm not against traveling, but traveling is not actually the solution. There are people who I know in Ghana here who are better off, who are more wealthy than those out there. I'm telling you. There are people I know here who send money to their relations who are outside the country for survival. And so it is not about where you are. The best location to be for you to be successful as a child of God is not America, neither is it South Africa, nor Ghana. It is right in the center of the will of God. Tell somebody, right in the center of God's will. That means be where God wants you to be per time. Are you getting it? Tell somebody, be where God wants you to be per time. Not where looks good. Not where others are pointing. Not where everyone is running to. But where God ministers you to your heart to be per time. I hear what I'm saying. That is the number one guarantee for your success. Hallelujah. And so we see God appearing to him and God telling him that, don't go. Don't go like everybody is going to the land of the Philistines. But rather, stay. Don't go to Egypt. Sorry. Rather, stay in this land. And I, the Lord, will be with you. So he was migrating to Egypt. But the Lord told him that, stay right here in this land. So some of you, your prosperity is right here in this land. I get what I'm saying. Some of you, your prosperity is right here. You see, if not that, God has spoken to us directly that our prosperity is at men's groom, there is no way I'll make such a decision to move. No. Leaving the very, very active part of this town, business center, where even when you're in your church and you're preaching, people can be down there walking about, they can hear your voice. And you are going somewhere that you don't even see human beings a lot. Somewhere that looks like outskirts, sort of. Somewhere that you may have to struggle with traffic before you arrive.
somewhere that Charlie flooding situation. This morning when I got there, my heart was broken because nobody can walk to your church if it rains like that. The outside also. It means that we need to work outside also. So I remembered what Pastor Collins told me, that when it rains, we have to wait before we come out. We cannot come out. Not inside, outside, the roadside. Yes. In front of our gate. It becomes plenty water. So it means that work is... So you see, so it is because... But I am very sure of our success at Men's Room for only one reason, against all the odds. And that one reason is that I heard God. I heard God clearly. I saw God clearly on the land of Men's Group. He said, this is the place. And I measured it. And it was 3. And exactly that was the place. So I'm 1,000% sure that we'll make it over there. We'll succeed over there. So for you to also be 1,000% sure, make sure that your decisions are God-inspired, not physical factors inspired. I get what I'm saying. If God doesn't send you, you send yourself, you sponsor yourself. You have to gather the people yourself because God didn't send you there. You have to struggle all by yourself because God didn't send you there. Any relationship God didn't send you into, you will struggle in it till you die because you are there alone. He didn't ask you to. The way you are following beauty and you are following 5'5 and biceps, triceps, and muscles. Like Ifu's muscles, small. Ifu has small muscles. Or Goodman's beard. Some of you, when you see Goodman, you are blushed because of your beard. If you marry this one, you are we don't marry beard. Just tell someone we don't marry beard. It must be God inspired. Do you get it? Must be God inspired. You must be able to get to the level before you say, I do. You have prayed about it and you had a conviction that God is in this one. Yeah. God is in this one. That's the assurance I have in my marriage that God is in it. That no matter what, I've made the right choice. Like, I am 1,000% sure because God spoke to me about the woman I married. And God wasn't wrong. Years into the marriage, I realized that God was so correct. So correct. Listen, you want to enjoy success. So make sure that you have it right from the start. Otherwise, the rest of your life will be endurance, not enjoyance. Ask the one by, do you want to endure or enjoy? Take the answer. Take the answer because you really need the answer. Oh, if you want to endure, come, lift up your hands. I'll show you 15 steps to endurance. I'll show you 15 steps. Number 1, tolerance. Number 2, love. Love beyond measure. Because as they are slapping you, then you are loving. Just loving. It's not easy, cry. But you could have had it right and still love another lovable person. And that will make the marriage easy. There a lot of people who make noise and married couples, they make noise. Sometimes they don't understand what you are going through. Omutinaye is almost any test message that you respond to be mom. Oh, I love you too. When you send, because they don't respond. Then they'll tell you, be sending test message. But may you be successful. I get what I'm saying. May you be successful all around. Paul says it should be all around. So for me, I don't want to be successful in one way. I want to be successful all around. God told him, for that to be possible, dwell in this land. Dwell in this land. And God told him several things. Several things. Go on. Dwell in this land and I'll be with you and bless you. Are you reading with me? For to you and your descendants, I'll give this lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. What do you see in this verse? God says that dwell in this land and I will be with you. That means that one of the keys to your success is God being with you. Do you get what I'm saying? That divine partnership, God being with you. In whatever career you have chosen, God must be with you. Charlie, warn to you if you are doing it all by yourself. Oh, Talent is not enough. Tell somebody, talent is not enough. What I'm doing here is not talent. Oh, there are people who have great oratory skills. There are people who can teach better. There are people when they pick mic, they will quote like 100 and something scriptures off head. There are people who are more knowledgeable. They have their PhD, professor, something, something, doctor, something, something. Also a pastor. I get what I'm saying. But sometimes you look at how they are struggling. I know a certain man of God. The day I invite him here, if you don't take care, you'll be intimidated. You'll be intimidated even by the size of his Bible. His Bible that he carries about has concordance and other things. It's like very huge. And when you see his old school suit, you'll be intimidated. He's a professor, something, something. I met him through another pastor friend. And they gave me his scripture. I said, Bible school, real Bible school, not tell what they are. Ha, Prince, you know who come. But he doesn't even have 10 members in his church. He doesn't even have 10 members. So tell somebody, Charlie, it's not talent. It's not intelligence. It's not beauty. It's not makeup and make down, manicure, pedicure, sister cure, uncle cures. All those things are good. Going to school is good. Learning is good. I'm also educated. You get what I'm saying? Although, but I'm trying to say is that God says that dwell in this land, you will succeed because I will be with you. That settles it. So somebody, Charlie, lay hold on divine partnership. Lay hold. Whatever you will do to get God's partnership each day, you must do it. That is why we don't step out of our home without prayer. At all, it's an error. Then you are building that career only by yourself. And by the strength of the flesh, no man shall prevail. That's what scripture said. You can't do it by your might. Oh, Zerubbabel, it shall not be by might, neither shall it be by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. How can this thing be? This can be possible, for the Spirit of the Most High shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you, and that which shall come out of you shall be of God, not of mine. That ministry that will come out of you, it will not be of man. That company that will come out of it will not be of man. That result that will come out of it will not be of man. That success story that will come out of you, it will not be because you are strong. It will be because the power of the Spirit is upon you. Clap your two hands for the Lord. I'm telling you, it's a secret. That's why I say there are many successful people, but there's something about Isaac's one. Isaac becomes successful because of his father Abraham gave him properties. Read it very well. You can inherit all the properties from your successful father and you will waste it. Because the God that was with him is not with you. The God that was with him. Don't you see people inherit their father's schools, companies, and after 10 years, the name of the school is gone. The spirit with their father is not with them. The spirit. Some of them, their fathers were into certain cults and certain things. They were big men, but their sons were not initiated into it. They are educated people. Stay in America. You have come to take over an empire. You don't know the source of its power. You don't know the source of its power. Your father didn't tell you the secret to his riches. You will take over, but you can't sustain. That's how it is. So the Isaac's model of success makes us understand that it is not by a fatherly inheritance per se. It is because he was fortunate that the same God that was his father was with him. He was fortunate. May God be with you. I know you have a great destiny, but may God be part of that destiny. I know you have a great gift, but may God's presence be with you. I know you have great plans. Always you go into your diary, your books. You have written amazing things. It's not like you are an empty-headed person. You have written amazing. You have plans. But plans without God is frustration. It will be waiting and waiting and waiting until you give up. Until you are frustrated. And that's exactly the place the devil wants to have you. But that devil is a bastard. I said, that devil is a bastard. And we command that devil to check out of your life. To check out of your destiny. To check out of your future. And allow your career to have expression. And allow your future to have expression. And allow your ministry to have expression. Clap your two hands and shout, I receive partnership of the Holy Spirit. Every time I read this scripture, then I'm encouraged. That God is with me. I saw him clearly. And he said that, come, go here. And so I know. In Accra, there are churches every corner. Are you aware of that? Accra, you just take just this street. Don't go far, just this street. From the station to Kwashima, count the churches by the roadside, left and right. Oh, everybody, you just try. If you have used from the station, several churches. Some have megalithic, some are in the stores inside there. Some have huge auditoriums. Come, sir, go to the other side. There are churches inside there. Some is even behind this building. There's a church in a house behind this building. There are many churches like that. Like that. If you use this side, there are churches there. This road, there are churches. So you get to Kwashima, the number of churches you will count. There's even a resurrection church, living bread. Many churches. One of the stores are like 3-4 churches on one store. So I told God that me, I'm not coming to Accra. Even if you say you have called me, I'm an evangelist, let me go to the villages. So me, myself, I chose Western Region in my national service so that I'll go away from Accra. God didn't ask me to choose Western Region. I chose it myself because I was afraid of the competition in Accra and how Accra was choked. And I felt like, as an evangelist, I'm in person, me crusades here, and then I'm merging Accra. Let me rather go where the souls have not heard the gospel. So I'm not part of the pastors who came to Accra to look for money. Me, I'm away from Accra. I was going out of Accra. I chose Western Region. Now, government, because I choose Accra, they will call who. Now, I choose Western Region. And they will call Tamale. That's just where I Accra. So there was no way my national service would have brought me to Accra because me, I've even chosen away from Accra. Are you getting what I'm saying? Then 3 times the Lord appeared to me. And the Lord told me, come back to Accra. In the midst of that, I even got an opportunity to work with my department and further my education in Canada. In the midst of that, as a service person, to go and do my master's, my PhD, lecture there. When I'm ready, I come. But God appeared to me 3 times and told me, come back to Accra. I heard Accra. It was so specific. So I could not run anymore. So when I came back to Accra, I told God, if you were the one that appeared to me, now let's see how you will keep me in Accra. God, me, I've chosen Western. Me, I've chosen Western already. And, you say I should start fellowship. Let's see how you are going to keep me here. The fellowship will collapse because me, once the service postings come, me, I chose Western. So they are not going to bring me to Accra. But see what God, we see, when God says go, he has already taken the lead. He has already done what? I had mates who were paying bribe. It was 500 cities, 700 cities. In those days, I completed university 2013. Some of you were in your JHS primary and other things. 2013, that was when me, the younger person you are watching, some of you think I'm your age mate. I completed 2013. Some of you were holding drawing board and squares and masses. Amen. Listen to me. I came in obedience. People were paying bribe. And after they pay the bribe to, they don't get. Then such monies, you can't go back for it. Because are you going to report? Which police are you going to report? I paid him bribe. They didn't pick me. So it's wasted. But I was just there when a lecturer called me. But then I started a fellowship. And I said, God, do it and let's see how you keep me here. They just called me. 2 companies, graphic communication, back press. 2 companies, big companies in my industry needed a very good student to employ, to train. And I was picked. They said, choose your choice. Big industry. Choose your choice. I just chose my choice in Accra. See, when God, tell somebody that, make sure God is with you. I didn't pay a penny. The allowance I was getting there was like times three of what the government was paying people. I didn't pay a penny. I was riding in a company car up and down. And joy, I'll get down with my suit. I lived a comfortable life. Well, people were paying bribe for Accra. They didn't get. Make sure that as you are planning your destiny, your career, your marriage, your ministry, make sure you have divine partnership. Make sure that you are sure that God is in this decision you are making. If you are not sure, call a fast. Call a fast. That's why, because I wasn't sure of the strategy God wanted me to migrate from Odoko, I called a fast. And I'm in that fast. And as I'm in that fast, I'm now beginning to get clarity. I'm not having peace of mind about setting the decision. Like, boldness about certain things now dropping. I realize that now God is directing me. So now, I cannot confidently now tell you that, okay, now, this pastor is coming to Odoko, I'm moving. This pastor is going. Before, I couldn't. But when I called the fast and I started the fast, God is now making his will clearer. Okay, should I go with all the church? Or should I leave some? Or should I do? As I'm standing now I know what to do. Bible says that then your light shall break forth. In the fasting, your light always break forth. That's revelation. That's clarity. I pray that you will never be confused about that decision you are making. But some of you are still in confusion and fear. What if? What if? Because you see, you are using your life like a guinea fowl, like a guinea pig. Try and error. Tell somebody, life is too short to try it. It's too short to be trying. Be sure. Be sure. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that I will be with you and bless you. That's some of the things we are going to pray about. For to you and your descendant, I will give all these lands. And I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. Because of the activities of your father, I will also be with you. That means that there are things that your parents can do that can bring consequences on your life. So because of a covenant your father has entered into, I will also be with you. So you too may be suffering from certain things because of a certain covenant your father entered with a certain deity or a certain idol or a certain covenant your great-grandfathers entered into or great-grandmothers entered into. But he said, I will be with you and I'll bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord be with you and bless you. Verse 4. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of the heaven. The blessing of multiplication. We are going to pray tonight that Lord, for anything that is it, for you to be very successful, you must move from addition to multiplication. For anything in your hands to become abundant, it must not be drops anymore. So there's a saying that drops of water makes a mighty ocean. Do you know how many years it will take for drops of water to make a mighty ocean? Tell somebody that thing they say, you know. Yeah, the chichire will rail. And only yeah, the chichire. Yeah, shall I say, go ye, my wife? I say, don't worry. Little drops of water. Oba boni, one cup boy, you go. Go and look at how the ocean becomes full. There are huge rivers that flow into oceans. When it rains, look at the amount of water that rushes into the ocean. You think it's little drops of water? You better change it. I pray for a multiplication effect on anything in your hands. That any small money in your account is multiplying. Any small gift you have is multiplying. Every small anointing you carry is multiplying. Every small level you are operating as, you are multiplying. Whatever small is in your hands, it is multiplying. Enough of the addition. We are entering into the multiplication.
Clap your two hands and say, I multiply.
Keep adding, you'll not get there now. Anybody God lifted up, he just didn't add, he multiplied them. Because when you add 2 plus 2, you get 4. You get 4. When you add 4 plus 4, you get 8. But when you multiply 4 by 4, you can't get 8. It shoots up exponentially, it goes up higher. Not the normal 2 by 2, step by step. I get what I'm saying. That will take you too long. And so one of the prayers you have to be praying for your life and destiny is that, Lord, multiply me. Multiply me for every level I am. Let my rising be according to a multiplication order. Are you getting it? So that today you are level 2. By the time they see you, you are 16. The next time they will encounter you, 32. It's like you are jumping and jumping. 6,400. No, 1,000. You jump 10,000. That is when the Bible says that the Lord will multiply your steps. You throw one step, it will be like 1,000 steps. And that's the prayer we are going to pray. That's one of the prayers that we are going to pray. Amen. That the Lord will multiply us. The Lord will multiply us. Shaka parakatash. Rise to your feet and let's start praying. Rise to your feet. Lift up your two hands. I don't know whether you are hungry for success. I don't know whether you are ready to succeed. Oh, like Isaac. The Lord made him successful. The Lord enlarged his territory. The Lord blessed him. The Lord increased him. Where you are standing, God, let me tell you, God is not a God that visits a people. He's a God that visits individuals. So the visitation of God can come upon a nation, but there are specific individuals that experience it. And others will experience nothing. So it is your personal decision to be a partaker of whatever we are doing tonight that will make you have access to whatever is available in the spirit. If you decide not to also push in the spirit, you'll be surprised that you will live the same. And God can bypass you and go to the next person and give that miracle to the person. And so I want you to pray with all your heart. I want you to yearn for something. I want you to focus on something. I want you to trust God. You are online. Don't be distracted by anything. Focus on the prayer. And let's cry that the same God that was with Isaac, that same God will be our God. Lift up your two hands and just thank the Lord for revelation. Thank the Lord for revelation. Thank the Lord for revelation. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you glory. Rakata parakata rabe. Shaka parakata. Rakadabata, Rekata Parakate, Rakata Kabrakata Kabarakate, Shaka Parakata Kabarakate, Raparakate Kabrakata Labaya, Bronduro Shaka Parakatebe, Yakata Kabarakatebe, Raparakata Kapa, Rakata Kabrakatebe. Are you thanking the Lord? Are you thanking the Lord? Open your mouth and just give God praise. Appreciate the Lord and thank him. Kata Parakate, Lekata Kabrakata Laba, Brondo. Oh yes, Katabaya, Rakate, Shakapa, Rikate, Parakate, Laka Parakate, Rakate Kabrakado Shapa, Rakate Kabrakadebe, Raparakata Kaparakadebe. Oh Lord, my God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 Kataparakate, Raparakatalaba, Rakadabarabarabe, Rondo Rosa Kaparakadabarabe, Rakaparakadabarabarabe, Rakaparakadabarabe, Rondo Rosa Kaparakadabe, Rakaparakatakaparakadabe, Rakaparakadabarabarabe, Rakaparakadabarabe, in Jesus' name. Precious name. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
Lift up your hand. Say, Heavenly Father.
Say,
Heavenly Father. Say,
whatever situation
my parents experienced that has been transferred unto me. Say right now, as I pray, let that situation be broken for my life. Let it change. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and clap your two hands and pray. Verse 1 and the same famine. Shaka parakata kaparakata kabrakata dabadaba. Raka parakata kaparakata dabadabadabadabadabadabada. Raka doka parakata kabrakata dabadaba. Raka parakata kaparakata dabadaba. Raka parakata kabrakata dabadaba. Raka parakata kaparakata dabadaba. Brondo rosa kaparakata. Lekata kabrakata. Yata parakata. Rapada kaparakata. Raparabada kabrakata. Father, every negative situation transferred from my parents, even unto me. Every negative situation transferred from my parents unto me. I reject it. I reject it. I reject it. In the name of Jesus. I reject it 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 in the name of Jesus. I reject it. Kataparakate. Shakaparakatelebe. Yataparakata kaparakate. Rakaparakate kabrakate. Rakaparakate. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Clap your two hands and make prayer. Clap your two hands and make prayer. Every negative situation, every negative situation from my parents transferred into my life. Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Whatever my mother suffered, that I am beginning to suffer. Whatever my father suffered, that has come upon me. I command in the name of Jesus, let it be broken. I come against it. In the name of Jesus, let it be broken. Abraham suffered from famine. Isaac also suffered from famine. My father, my God, every famine, every situation, every trouble, every issue, whether marital instability, whether financial struggle, whether failure in life and ministry, whatever has been a problem that my father battled, that my father's battle, that will also be a problem for me that has started in my own life. I set it on fire. Let it be broken. 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 Are you sure you are praying? Are you sure you are praying? Isaac suffered the same situation. His father suffered. Isaac suffered the same situation. His father suffered. May you never suffer the same situation your parents suffer. May you never be a victim of the same devils your parents were victims to. May you never be carried hostage by the same sin that captured the life of your parents, your siblings, your aunties. Whatever is a problem in my family,
Whatever is a challenger in my home, whatever is a challenger in my family, may it never be my portion. May it never be my portion. My case shall be different. 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 Shakabarakata. Are you sure you are praying? Whatever happened to my aunties, whatever happened to my uncles, if you know that situation, mention the situation. If you know that situation, mention the situation. Maybe your family member, they end up as drunkards. Maybe your family members, they end up as failed in their marriages. Maybe your family member, they end up as drunkards or as unemployed or as hungry. Maybe your family member, they end up as nobodies. Maybe your family member, they don't get good jobs and good opportunities. You are praying for yourself that every negative situation passed down from father to children, from mother to children. My mother didn't enjoy marriage. I will enjoy marriage. My father didn't excel in ministry. I will excel in ministry. My uncles didn't excel in ministry. I will excel in ministry. Whatever is not allowed in your family, it is allowed in your life. Open your mouth and pray. Clap your two hands. Cry to the Lord. Cry to the Lord. Cry to the Lord. Some of you are coming out. You are coming out of transgenerational issues, transgenerational sicknesses, sicknesses that killed your parents, sicknesses that kills people in your family, diseases that kill people in your family. You are coming out. You are coming out of it. Marital instability, marital failures, academic failures. You are coming out. You are coming. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. In the name of Jesus. You are coming out. In the name of Jesus. You are coming out. In the name of Jesus. You are coming out. In the name of Jesus. You are coming out. In the name of Jesus. See, I am coming out. 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 Some of you are coming out of marital failure that is ahead of you. You are coming out of financial struggle that is ahead of you. You are coming out of shame at the end of your life. You are coming out of career failure, professional failure. You are coming out. Whatever makes people poor in the latter part of your life, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Put your hand on your head and say, I prophesy over my life. I am coming out of every transgenerational curses, every generational situation in my family, in my mother's bloodline, in my father's bloodline. I step out of it. Say, minus me. Say, minus me. Whatever they couldn't enjoy, in the name of Jesus, I will enjoy.
Whatever they were not permitted to become.
Whatever they were not permitted.
In the name of Jesus, I am becoming it. Whatever did not allow them to succeed. Say, I prevail against that altar. I prevail against that situation. Say, whatever they experience, which is negativity. Say, I come out of it. Say, my case is different. Say, my case is different. Say, my case is different. Say, my case will be different.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. You want to pray your second prayer? The Bible says that, and the Lord appeared to him and said to him, do not go down to Egypt, but live in the land which I shall tell you. The Lord appeared to him. He was about to take a decision and the Lord appeared to him. You are going to pray a desperate prayer. Now, Lord, don't allow me to make a mistake that will cost me my life and my destiny. You see, that mistake of Isaac could have ended his story. Don't allow me. God didn't allow Isaac. If God had sat down unconcerned, like Isaac would have failed. I wouldn't have been able to say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because he has failed. May you never fail.
Amen.
I don't know the destiny that is hanging over your head, but may you experience the totality of it.
Amen.
I declare that you will not lose out on anything that is written about you.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are going to pray that, Lord, don't allow me to enter into error. Appear to me by your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Speak to me and let me hear it. And you say, beg God that speak to me in the way I will know. Because some of you, your problem is that you don't know when God is even talking. And you keep going towards fire. When God is speaking clearly, all the signs are showing, but you don't know. So you are telling the Lord, in case that is you, tell the Lord, speak to me in a way, in a manner, that I will know you are the one speaking to me. In the way. And the Lord appeared to him. Lift up your hand. Say, Father.
Father.
You are not here to pray. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Have mercy upon me.
Have mercy upon me.
And do not permit.
And do not permit.
That I enter.
Into error.
That will cost my destiny. That will cost me my future. That will cost me my destiny. Say, my Father, speak to me clearly in a manner that I will know and I'll comprehend. Clap your two hands and pray right now. Appear to me. Somebody will pray. May the Lord not permit you to enter into error. May the Lord not permit you to enter into error. May the Lord not permit you to enter into error. May the Lord not permit you to enter into error. Any mistake that will cause your destiny, any mistake that will cause your ministry, any mistake that will cause your marriage, any mistake that will cause your future, any mistake that will cause you your relationship, any mistake that will cause you your job, any mistake that will cause you your career. Oh, may the Lord not permit you to make that error. May the Lord not permit you to make that error. Are you praying that prayer? Your father suffered because of his mistakes. Your mother suffered because of her mistakes. You are also on the path about to make those mistakes. You are praying to the Lord for mercy. You are praying to the Lord for mercy. You are praying to the Lord for mercy. Do not permit me to repeat the same mistakes that has cost me my destiny, that has cost people their destiny in my family. The same mistakes that cost my mother, the same mistakes that affected my father,
May I not make those mistakes in the name of Jesus. May I not make those mistakes. May I not make those mistakes. May I not make those mistakes. May I not make those mistakes in the name of Jesus. May I not make those mistakes in the name of Jesus. May I not make those mistakes. Are you praying? 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 May the Lord have mercy upon you. Like the Lord had mercy upon Lot and held his hands and drew him out of the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. May the Lord have mercy upon you and draw you out of that same mistake. That same mistake. That same mistake. The devil is working hard to make you commit that mistake. The devil is convincing you to commit that mistake. The devil is coercing you, is persuading you to commit that mistake, is convincing you to commit that mistake. But the Lord will appear to you. But the Lord is appearing to you. But the Lord is appearing to you. But the Lord is appearing to you. Receive an appearance of God in your dreams, in your visions, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. Receive an appearance. Receive an appearance. Receive an appearance of God. And the Lord appeared unto Isaac. Somebody here, the Lord is appearing unto you. 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 Are you praying with me? The Lord is appearing to you when you are about to make a mistake that will lead your destiny down. When you are about to make a mistake that will expose you to harm and danger, the Lord will appear to you. 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 Receive an appearance of God. Receive an appearance of God. Receive an appearance of God. Somebody here, you will not make that mistake. Somebody here, you will not make that mistake. Somebody here, you will not lead yourself into trouble. You will not lead yourself out of God's plans for your life. You will not lead yourself into harm and danger by the errors that you make. In Jesus.
Say, the Lord is appearing to me.
The Lord is appearing to me.
I speak over 50 people here.
Jesus.
That when you are about to make any mistake that will make you end like your parents,
yes,
may the Lord appear to you.
Amen.
When you are almost about to make that mistake that will crush your marriage,
Jesus,
that will crush your career, that will destroy your plans,
Jesus,
that will cause you to miss out on the plans of God for your life, may the God of rescue have mercy and appear to you.
Amen.
May God have mercy and appear to you.
Amen.
When I was looking for the land, I was directed by someone to a land that is opposite Men's Grove. You go to Men's Grove, there's a land opposite on your left. And that place looked better because there was no water. They have filled it and all sort of things. So I was being directed there. I was being convinced to go there. Then in the night, God appeared to me. And I entered into the land with God and with Pastor Cole. And God said, this is the land, not where you are going. Don't mind them. This is the place. Even though there's water here and you walk through water, but this is the land that I am giving you.
Not the one that has been filled and looks good. This one that doesn't look better. This is the one I'm giving you. That was the ninth. When I was being misled, timely, God appeared to me that night. And I measured it. And today we are there. And the one that I was being directed, the king or the chief has taken over that land. And has written, nobody. The king has invaded. It belongs to a certain man who was selling it to me. But the king has taken over that land. So we would have been having problem if I had gone to that side. Say, Lord, have mercy on me.
Lord, have mercy on me.
When we came to this place, we were advised that, oh, because we don't have money and we also, you know, believe in God, let's just put up a tent. Have you seen those white tents? Those white enclosed tents. That looks like a house, like a tent. Imagine that tent here. On the top like this, in the middle of the rain. Imagine when it's raining, cat and dog. How will we be safe? But I bought the idea. They showed me, I brought engineers. They came to measure everything. Oh, it will hold sound. It will do this, it will do that. Beautiful. Because the owner of this place said that, whatever you build me, when people leave, I'll break it. So me, I don't like church. So make sure that you don't do anything that is block. Do something that when you are going, you can break your tent. So we're going to do tents. Imagine how the government would have closed this church down for putting a tent on a rooftop. Imagine how our enemies can just send one report. Like the way we have a lot of enemies since we came here. Imagine one report at the assembly that come and see a certain group of people.
Come and see.
Imagine the way we are surrounded by enemies all around you. I can imagine how, like, it will be so miserable. Tell him. It will be so miserable. Thank God that night, after I brought the engineer and they measured everything, the Lord appeared to me. Oh God, thank you. You love me so much. The Lord appeared to me and I saw the structure. And I saw what we had done. And I saw the trouble that we had. And one of the troubles I even saw was electrical trouble that sparked fire. God have melted everything. Oyamla. When I woke up, I said, I won't do it again. Before they said Jack, I was doing block. But you know the one who said that? Say, escape.
Escape.
May you escape your enemies.
Amen.
I said, may you escape your enemies.
Amen.
May you escape those that are setting trap for you. Amen. And some of you, the devil is bewitching you. Last 3 weeks or so, I taught you about how witches operate. They talk to your mind. When we say you are bewitched, they talk to your mind. One of the things that they talk to your mind. They make your mind think in a certain way. Everybody will understand the thing, but you, the way you think is different. You are being bewitched. And it is the way you think that is making you have problems with people. But you think that, hey, nobody likes me. No. The way you think is wrong. Something makes you think, and your mother thought in that same way, and today look at her end. You too, that's how you also see life. Already the devil is preparing you for a crash. But I pray that you escape.
Amen.
I pray that you will escape.
Amen.
I pray that you also escape.
Amen.
That God, don't allow the enemy to make me make such mistakes that will destroy my life. Lift up your hands. The Bible says that, and the Lord appeared to him and said, don't go down to Egypt. Rather, stay in this land if you want to succeed. That's direction. Say direction.
Direction.
You are going to pray that, Lord, from now to the end of the year,
yes, Lord,
direct me. Direct me unto success. If you say you wish above all things that I will succeed, you don't want me to be jobless. You don't want me to be single for life. You don't want me to be there without children. You don't want me to struggle with hardship. Then Lord, direct me. What do I do?
What do I do with this ministry you have given me? What do I do to get to the top where I know I belong? Lift up your choice. Say, Father,
Father,
I receive. Say, Father,
Father,
I receive
divine partnership
and direction
to
be successful in whatever I do.
Oh Lord,
concerning
that
situation
in my life,
I receive
your direction.
I receive
your direction,
your counsel,
your
advice,
your
strategy
in the name of
Jesus,
that I'll
be successful
right now.
Clap your two hands
and pray.
You are
students,
pray.
You
want to go back
to school,
you need
direction.
You
want to
marry this
year,
you
need wisdom
direction.
You
want to
travel,
you
need direction.
You
want to
become
significant,
you
want to
succeed,
receive
direction.
Pray
with all seriousness. If you are serious, the Lord will help you. If you are serious, the Lord will help you. What do I do, Lord? How do I go about it, Lord? What do I do, Father? How do I go about it, Lord? What do I do, Father? How do I go about it, Lord? Direct your children, direct your people, direct your children, direct your people, direct your children, direct us, Lord, grant us divine partnership and direction, 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 grant us divine partnership and direction. My Father, my God, Rakata Barakata, Shaka Barakata, Raka Barakata. Somebody, the Lord will appear to you and will direct you. Somebody, the Lord will appear to you and will direct you. Somebody, the Lord will appear to you and will show you the way in this relationship. He will show you the way in your career. He will show you the way in your business. He will show you the way in your marriage. He will show you the way in your education. He will show you the way. How do you start? What do you do? How do you go about it? Receive direction. 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 Somebody who are receiving 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 direction. You will not be misled by false dreams. You will not be misled by wrong dreams. You will not be misled by witchcraft spirits. You will not be misled. You will not be bewitched. Receive direction. Receive direction. Receive direction. Receive direction. Receive direction. Receive direction. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes.
You are receiving direction. You are receiving counsel. 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 You are receiving direction. Counsel, direction. Jesus, receive divine partnership in all you do from now.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy on you and direct your path.
Amen.
Any decision you are making, or any career you are building, or any educational path you are taking, may the Lord be your guide.
Amen.
May the Lord be your guide.
Amen.
I stretch forth my hands in the spirit over your destiny, and I declare you will never be desolate.
Amen.
You will never be an island.
Amen.
You will never be left alone.
Amen.
You will never be forsaken.
Amen.
You will never be confused.
Amen.
Light is coming.
Amen.
Direction is coming.
Amen.
Light is coming.
Amen.
You will see your way clear.
Amen.
You will see your path clear.
Amen.
You will know what to do per
Amen.
Time. You will not make a mistake.
Amen.
You will not be confused.
Amen.
Receive guidance.
Amen.
Receive guidance.
Amen.
Receive direction.
Amen.
Receive direction.
Amen.
I've seen many people who the devil showed them a dream and messed up their lives.
Oh, man.
Tell somebody about you. Not every dream is from God.
Not every dream is from God.
There are dreams when I have, I know this one is not from God. If I follow this dream, I'll be out of God's will. So I know this is not from God. God cannot contradict himself. And God can never instruct you in a dream that is against his word. Anything you know the Bible is against, when you see it in the dream, it's not from God. I get what I'm saying?
Yes.
The devil can reveal somebody to you. The devil can reveal things to you. The devil can tell you to go here, go there, and it's not from God. There are dreams when you follow, you will crash. And me, even as a servant of God, the devil still tries it. So there are dreams I come out of, I know that this one is not from God. This one is not from God. If you follow that direction, you will mess up. So I take my time to pray about every dream. I don't just run with a dream. Some of you are tied to certain brothers and sisters because of a dream. Because of a dream. And you are heading towards a crash. You can see the crash right ahead of you. But one thing is keeping you is a dream. Receive the spirit of discernment.
I receive it.
To be able to discern between the voice of God and the voice of Satan.
Amen.
Receive the voice of discernment.
I receive it.
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 From today, when God speaks and the devil speaks, you'll be able to distinguish.
Amen.
You'll be able to distinguish between God's voice and the devil's voice.
Amen.
You'll be able to decode the directions of God and discern against the directions of the enemy.
Amen.
Shout, I receive it 3 times.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
So shall it be for you.
Amen.
Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. Said, I will be with you and I will bless you and I will multiply you.
Yes, Lord.
You are going to pray your final prayer. That Lord, bless me and multiply me. Shira. Me insanwe juma shira. Me talenti shira. Me career shira. I don't know whatever blessing you need. Blessings of the fruit of the womb, blessings of marriage, blessings of finances, blessings of business, education, whatever. I don't know the blessings that you need, but you are going to pray. Lift up your 2 hands. Lift up your two. Everybody lift up your two and say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive. Real blessings. That produces multiplication.
Oh Lord.
After tonight. Let every little thing in my hands. Begin to increase. Let the oil.
The mantle.
The gifts. My career. My skill. My talent.
Begin to increase.
Let my influence. Begin to increase. Every small thing in my hands.
My family.
Let me begin to increase.
Oh Father.
My accounts.
Begin to increase.
My business.
Begin to increase.
My grace.
Begin to increase.
Clap your two hands and receive that blessing. Blessing of multiplication.
Nothing will remain small
in your hands.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Nothing will remain small. The blessings of increase.
My relationship is increasing to marriage.
My marital destiny is increasing.
Oh, my business.
My education.
My career.
Increase.
My finances.
Increase.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Increase. You will increase.
You will multiply.
You will increase.
You will multiply.
You will advance.
You will multiply.
You will increase.
You will advance.
You will multiply.
Are you praying?
May nothing remain small in your life,
your career,
your ministry,
your business,
your education.
May nothing be small.
May the blessings of multiplication.
May the blessings of multiplication.
May the blessings of multiplication
come upon you.
Receive it now.
You will increase.
You will multiply.
Though your beginning may be small,
your end shall greatly increase.
Though your beginning may be small,
your end shall greatly increase.
In Jesus.
Close your eyes, go before the Lord. I don't know whatever that you came here with. I don't know whatever prayer, special prayer request that you joined this prayer meeting with. But the God of rescue has never failed us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to know that He will not fail you. Go before Him with your prayer request. You want to go back to school? Tell Him. You want an intervention in something that is not going well? Ask Him. You want a brand new relationship? Ask Him. You want your marriage to succeed? Ask Him. You want a new job? Ask Him. You want your ministry and your career to begin to rise? Ask Him. Whatever be your heart desire, your finances, ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord.
Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Shaka barakata kabaraka. Shaka barakata kabaraka. Lekata kabaraka daraba. There is a God who answers prayer in this house. He is answering your cry. He is answering your prayers. He is answering your cry. He is answering your prayers. Oh, rakata barakata daraba. Rabarakata kabarakada rabada bada Rabada kabarakada rabada In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord for answers to our prayers. I believe our prayers have been heard. I believe we will return with testimonies. Open your mouth and just lift up your two hands and say thank you to Jesus. Just say thank you to Jesus. Just say thank you to Jesus. Just say thank you to Jesus. Father, we give you glory. Shaka parakata kabrakata daba. Brondo ro shaka parakata kabrakata. Rada parakata kabrakata osho. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.